think it is a real joy, blessing, and honor, privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are grateful for God's love, His mercy, His compassion, His understanding, His infinite wisdom. Couldn't say enough about the Lord. Of course, I don't know a whole lot, but what little I know, it's altogether wonderful, and I appreciate Him saving, on the other hand, a vile sinner such as myself, and not giving me what I had coming. I just certainly didn't want justice. I needed mercy. I found mercy at the mercy seat, of course, and who is on the mercy seat is the Lord Jesus. He's a great high priest, a great mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. And He's seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven itself on the mercy seat. I'm glad, thank God, I was able to come to Him as a vile sinner, recognizing and realizing that I was lost and needed help and needed forgiveness of sin. And I begged mercy. I asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. And I was ashamed of myself and tired of my sins and gave it all up and died to the old man, that is Gerald, the old fleshly man, over 40 years ago. When I did that and I met the qualification, that is, as far as God's acceptance of me as a sinner, I confessed my sin to God. The Bible said if we confess our sin to God, He's willing, faithful, and just to cleanse us from all our sins and all unrighteousness. And I did that, and I asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. That wasn't tongue-in-cheek, but I was really ashamed of myself and sorry that I'd sinned against God. I was sorry that sin caught up with me, but I got past that. I got ashamed that I'd sinned against God, and I brought my broke heart and my contrite spirit, and I believed what God had to say about His Son, the Lord Jesus, being the Savior of the world and dying in my place. And God offered Him up as an atonement, as a propitiation, as the only way for man to pass from earth to heaven is through His shed blood. And I believed that and received that, and I called on Him and accepted Him as atoning death, as atoning blood, as a sacrifice for the sin of my soul. And He saved me just like I was almost 41 wonderful years ago. I'm glad that I'm saved. I said to a fellow in the barbershop this past week, and I meant what I said. I said, I'm so glad that the Lord Jesus found me, for the Baptist did. And he thought that was pretty good, and it is good, because most Baptists need a dose of salvation. All they've got is a head nod and lip service, like most of the other denominations. Most of them, they're lost in sin. In the figment of their imagination, they've justified themselves, they qualified themselves, even sanctified themselves. They think they're a notch better, a degree greater than everybody else. They don't realize that they're just as, like all of us are, vile sinners, wretched, blinded by the god of this world, dead in trespasses and sin. There's nothing dead man can do about his condition. He's got no life in him, and furthermore, was blinded by the god of this world. He's got no light in him. The Bible said that the eyes are light of the body, and the devil's blinded their eyes as well as their mind. I said the light of the soul, beloved, is the mind, and their minds are bound up and blinded by the god of this world, the devil himself. And they feel like, and of course, when people encourage that and tell them they're all right and get them on the Roman roadmap and get a confession out of them and make them feel better about some religious act that they have performed, such as join the church or being baptized in a watery grave, why, right away they feel within themselves why they met the credentials to get saved. But that's not so, beloved. Jesus said you've got the experience of new birth, and the only way to have that, for him to be born in you, beloved, is repent of your sins. The Bible said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Nobody's going to heaven if they don't experience the new birth. Jesus has got to be born in you. Before he can be born in you, beloved, you've got to die the old man. You've got to crucify the old man. You've got to give up yourself, all your desires, all your ambitions, all your religious ways, all your head knowledge, all your lip service. Realize and recognize that you are still a sinner, you're still unsaved, and you don't know him in reality. You just know about him. Now I knew about him before I got saved. I've said many a time, I'm going to repeat it again this afternoon. I've always knew, far back as I can remember, who Jesus was and is. I knew he was the Son of God. I had never had any doubt about that. Don't ever really remember at any time that I ever doubted him being the Son of God. I know that all my life as a little bitty boy, young boy, young teenager, a young man, I knew Jesus was the Son of God. As the song said, there's something special about that name. I knew that name was special, and I feared that name even as a young man, a young teenager, as a sinner. I feared his name. I respected his Bible and his word and his house, and it scared me when somebody wanted to talk to me about the Lord, because I was running away from the God, and I was trying to just do my own thing and eat, drink, and be merry, and run after the pleasure of sin for season. But I'm glad that sin caught up with me. Thank God. I'm glad that God got a hold of my heart and spoke peace to me and gave me a place of repentance. The Bible said there is an accepted time. The accepted time of salvation, there's a day of salvation. Beloved, that lets me know by the Word of God that you've got to come when the Holy Spirit gives you the invitation to come. If you don't come when He bids you come, beloved, you can't get saved. The Bible said to seek the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He's near. Well, you've got to do it while God is near you. So there's an accepted time and there is a day of salvation. I know there's a lot of people there, and of course they on up in age and some not that old, but they've already passed. They're sent away that damn grace. They've turned it up in the ear one too many times, and they pushed away the gospel call, and they made light of it and wanted to do their own thing and got stubborn and rebellious and stiff-necked and hardened their heart. The Bible said if you do that, you'll be suddenly cut off, and that without a remedy. There's people living and breathing, but they won't ever have another opportunity to get saved. God help you to realize the Bible said in Ecclesiastes, a time and a purpose for everything under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die. Of course, there's a time of salvation, a day of salvation, and beloved, you've got to come when the Holy Spirit gives you an invitation. You can't get in just any time that you think you will, beloved. You've got to come when the Lord Jesus deals with your heart. You've got to get remorse. You've got to get repentant. You've got to give up yourself and seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. I'm glad I heard the gospel call. I'm glad that my mother's prayers caught up with me. And I'm glad, thank God, that brought conviction and conversion on my heart. And beloved, I repented. I genuinely repented. I gave up myself. I said no to self and yes to the call of God, beloved. And I wasn't disobedient, Paul said, to the call, the gospel call, beloved. And then God called me later on to preach the good news of the glorious gospel of God. It is glorious. His gospel is a wonderful gospel, beloved. It's the only way that people can be liberated from sin. The good news of the glorious gospel, beloved, of Christ must shine on them. The God of this world has blinded their minds. He's blinded their mind, beloved, the unregenerate and the unsaved. They're blinded by Satan, and they're dead in trespasses and sin. Beloved, and they cannot help themselves, cannot save themselves. You can't save yourself this afternoon. There's not the one that has the power to save. The Bible said there's none of them under heaven given among men where all the world must be saved. There's something special about that name. What a lovely name. What a precious name. The lovely name of Jesus. I know that to be a positive fact. That's His name. Praise God. The angels in heaven announce His immaculate birth. Beloved, He had a divine birth. An immaculate birth. He was born of a virgin. Beloved, man had nothing to do with it. The Bible said He wasn't born of the will of flesh or the will of man, but of the Holy Ghost of God. He was born of an immaculate birth. Born in the womb of a virgin. Conceived in the womb of a virgin, beloved. And she brought forth her firstborn child and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him and a manger. The scripture said he'd be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Be born of a virgin, Isaiah said, beloved. That was absolutely and positively fulfilled. That was an immaculate birth, the divine birth, beloved, a supernatural birth, beloved. All the rest of it's come by the way, beloved, of a sinful birth. We're after the similitude of Adam, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. All of us have a sinful, shameful, Adamic, depraved, beloved, fallen nature. All of us, beloved, are guilty before God as sinners. All of us have a shameful, sinful, unclean nature. Beloved, that nature's got to be changed. You've got to have an operation performed on your inner man. God's got to operate on your heart. That is your spiritual heart, the heart, the depth of your soul. You've got to cast out that old stinking, corruptible nature in you, that depraved nature, that rotten nature out of you, beloved, and replace that with a new nature, a divine nature, God, not the spiritual nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, beloved, the hope of glory. You've got to experience the new birth, and that's the only way to experience that, beloved, is when the Lord Jesus deals with you. You've got to give up yourself. You've got to give up your stinking self, beloved, and not hold on to anything and cast everything down at His feet and get just ashamed of yourself as a sinner and call on Him for mercy and forgiveness. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, not might, but the Bible said, shall be saved. Beloved, that's not tongue-in-cheek either. You're not going to attain and thank the Lord if you don't want it with a whole heart. The Bible said you'll find Him when you sought Him with a whole heart. And the whole heart means total desire. Your very being, your utmost being, your inner being. But you got to want Him, desire Him, seek Him, and do not let up. You find Him. And beloved, when you do, I promise you, there'll be an operation of faith performed on your heart. The operation of faith, beloved, will be performed on the inside of you. And I'll guarantee when it happens to you, won't nobody have to tell you about it. Praise God, you'll be a brand new creation. All things will pass away. All things become new to you. And the Lord Jesus Jesus will put you in newness of life. With his divine nature, his Holy Spirit inside of you, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory when you get saved. The most folk think they're saved, and they're not saved. Not in reality, they've saved themselves. They've sanctified themselves. They've justified themselves. I mean by that, beloved, they've got a case of the do-betters. They turned over a new leaf of the feel-betters. And, beloved, they think everything's lovely. But when they get around the real truth, they get a little bit edgy. They get a little bit convicted. There's not too much truth going around, beloved. In reality, most of these apostates in these so-called churches, I call them religious thieves. These multi-millionaire preachers in other places, too. While the words are full of them, God have mercy. No wonder there's so much confusion. No wonder there's so much delusion. No wonder there's so much deception, beloved, going on in people's minds today. The devil himself has got his own ministers in the pulpits, and their God is their belly. They glory in their own shame, beloved, and they're after filthy lucre. They're after dollar. They're after prestige. They're after want to be seen. I said, I was thinking about it today as I wrote by, and I said, all these preachers advertising themselves as some divine one on these billboards. God have mercy on them. They're selling themselves. They're trying to build up a big congregation, beloved, so they can get rich quick. God have mercy. All these religious thieves, beloved, all these religious thieves. I'm glad the Bible said that God knoweth them that are his. They may fool man, but they don't fool God. God is not deceived. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, the same shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh, shall of his flesh reap corruption. That's all that's in this stinking flesh, beloved. It's corruption. All of us have the capability of acting like a fool. I have it, and you have it, but I try to die daily. As Paul said, I try to crucify, mortify, put to death the stinking flesh that I'm housed in this earthly body. Inside me, as a new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. But outside in this body, this earth house I'm housed in, beloved, I've got a constant warfare going on in my members. And if I succeed and overwhelm the flesh, I'll have to die daily, give up myself, and lay my heart, my soul, and my very being down the line on the sacrifice, beloved, for service. And I want to do that. I want to please him who chosen me and called me to be a soldier. God help you this afternoon. If you're not saved, hope you'll repent of your sin and get real. Get real. Before you ever get right, you've got to get real. Hope you'll get genuine repentant. Ask God to have mercy on you while he's dealing with you. Can't get saved, but he does. God help you now to turn yourself over to him, repent of your sins, and call him with a broken heart, the contrite spirit. I promise you, when you do, you'll save you. No wise catch you out. See, my now, time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in his name. Amen.